Watch, North Carolina man meets biological family 75 years after adoption. By Olivia Rondo on December 27, 2024. A 75-year-old North Carolina man who was adopted as an infant recently met over 50 biological family members he did not know existed in a heartwarming Christmas miracle. Dixon Hanshaw, who was adopted at 3 months old from Buffalo, New York, in 1949, told 13 WHAM that while his upbringing as an only child was good, he always longed to find out if he had any brothers or sisters. "All my life, I dreamed about having siblings somewhere," he said at the Rochester, New York, airport last Friday, as local news cameras captured his first meeting with his newfound siblings. "This is my Christmas miracle," Hanshaw said. On Tuesday, he described to CNN how he found out he had 4 half-brothers, 1 half-sister, and many more relatives. "I always wanted to find them, but New York State sealed the pre-adoption birth certificates, and it was impossible to find out," Hanshaw said. A 2019 state law changed that, allowing him to finally obtain his original birth certificate in August of this year. He finally learned the name of his biological father, Robert Bud Romig, who had already died. But he had 3 adopted children and 5 biological children. "The first thing I did when I got my father's name was Google him, and up pops his obituary," Hanshaw said. "Not only was I shocked to see that I looked exactly like him, but I immediately knew that I had all these brothers and a sister." Hanshaw said that Romig was a Cornell University graduate student in the physics department, and his biological mother was the department's secretary. While his mom did not have any more children, he found out that his dad ended up adopting the 3 children of the woman he eventually settled down with, and the pair went on to have 5 more of their own. Thinking he would be well received by one of his dad's adopted children, Hanshaw contacted one of his stepbrothers, Gary Romig. "I chose Gary as the one that I would call because I knew he was adopted and I was adopted, and so I thought he would be empathetic to my situation," Hanshaw recalled. "I got a phone call and I didn't recognize the number. I hardly ever answer the phone if I don't recognize the number. But for some reason, I answered it," Gary told 13 WHAM. And he says, "Hi, my name is Dixon. Are you Gary Romig?" I said, "I am." He goes, "I'm your brother," and I'm like, "What?" When Gary received a photo of Hanshaw, he immediately knew he was his stepfather's biological son. "I sent him a picture, and Gary sent the picture out to all his siblings," Hanshaw explained. "They said, 'It's Dad.'" Gary then told his 5 siblings, "That's your new brother." As he came into Rochester just before Christmas, Hanshaw was able to meet more than 50 relatives. "I've never met anybody who shares my DNA," he said. "It was wonderful. I have never felt such an outpouring of unconditional love as I had from my new family." The reunited family is now planning a camping trip for summer 2025, and they enjoy communicating with each other in a big group chat. "We're on it every day," Hanshaw said. "I had great adoptive parents. They were wonderful. I love them and I miss them, but I always wanted siblings. And now I have them," the 75-year-old told CNN. "I thought 1 or 2 would be great. I got 6.